Ruapehu District Council have voted against increasing Māori councillors to 3. The motion to increase the number of seats in the council's 6-yearly representation proposal was put by Elijah Puia, who's a councillor, and seconded by Viv Hueta, following a clear message from Tū Marae Hui that Māori want at least 3 seats under the new Māori ward being introduced for next year's local body elections. But the district councillors have voted down the move by its 2 Māori councillors to increase the number of proposed Māori ward seats just by 1, from 2 to 3. Elijah Puia with us today. Tēnā koe, Elijah.
Morena.
Disappointed at the reaction and situation?
Yes, Dale, disappointed, but not one bit surprised. This was the move that I made at that meeting was me listening to my people. They made a clear stand that they wanted, if they had the option between 2 or 3, they would choose 3. And so I wanted to show that our consultation was meaningful and that we actually listened to what the people had to say. I had a feeling that it wouldn't go down very well, but I did it anyway. Just to show that I'm listening. So, yeah, disappointed for sure, but we've got 6 years now to prove that Māori wards are the way forward, and hope that the Labor government changed the law to allow us to have more mana orite relationships here at council.
What's the makeup at the moment? The feedback we got last time was that there's already strong Māori representation on the council, is there?
Well, that's always going to be the argument that myself and Councillor Hueta, while we sit in general seats, already make up the Māori voice. But actually, we're there by way of chance. So we stood against all the Pākehās and got in, so be it. But Māori wards brings it in by way of right. And so Māori don't actually have a voice there by way of right. And so, you know, people always say, oh, Elijah and Viv are there, it's fine. Why do you need more? Well, actually, we're there, but we're there by way of chance. I think the key thing is, though, we've only got 2 there by way of right, so let's stand in every bloody seat to get more of our people on there in the general and in the Māori seats as well.
What's the demographic makeup of the Ruapehu district, Elijah, as far as Māori percentage of the population?
Yeah, it's about 46% of this population is Māori.
And how many councillors are there at the moment? We've got 2 that are Māori. How many sit on the around the council table?
Yeah, just 11 currently.
So we've got 46% of the population, but out of the 11, only 2 are tangata whenua. Did you sense that those other than yourself and Viv were interested in this Māori dimension and the mood from the floor, from the people?
Look, I don't think, I wouldn't read too much into the fact that the other councillors voted against our motion. The idea of our current representation review is that council wish to reduce the number of councillors at the table, but increase the number of community boards so that council can remain at that strategic, high-level thinking for the entire district, and leave the community boards to deal with local issues, roads, rubbish, etc. And so I get that we want to do that. We want to reduce the number of councillors. I guess I was just disappointed because we're already being painted with can we reduce the number of councillors when we don't even have any Māori ward councillors there at the moment. And so that was the disappointing part, is that we were being reduced even, from 0 to, you know, we've got nothing, and so reducing it is still nothing kind of a thing. So 2 is good, Dale, don't get me wrong. 2 is a starting point, but, it's going to be a challenge, that's for sure.
What's hope to be gained by lessening numbers around the table? 11 doesn't seem over the top in a local government sense. What's the driver behind wanting to reduce the numbers, and has there been Māori input into that decision, Elijah?
Yeah, so we went out to those marae hui that I spoke about. We went out to 2 marae in the Rohe, 1 in the north, 1 in the south, to consult them, do some pre-consultation on, 1, Māori wards, the number of Māori wards, how they should be structured, and also the fact that we were proposing to reduce the number of councillors overall. People were very supportive of it overall. Now that we've decided on our initial representation proposal, the consultation period starts proper. And so we'll go out to marae again and to the community at large to consult them on this. I guess the idea is that we believe that less people in the room will enhance decision-making, but also give more mana back to the communities to make decisions relating to their community, as opposed to council dealing with community-based issues in each of the townships. We can solely focus on strategic issues that affect the entire district.
How does your stance on this and Māori representation sit with other councillors? Obviously, they voted against this plan to up the numbers of our people to three. But are you seen by them as something of a radical Māori voice? What would you say the impact on sort of inter-councillor relationships has been by your stand?
Oh, no, I don't think. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they all expected me to move that motion. Some of them were at those hui and they heard very clearly that the stand of the Māori community was three. So, I mean, you know, I'm Māori and I'm proud to be Māori, as a matter of fact. And so I guess it is what it is. It's hard to say. I don't think this has an effect on our relationship. I think generally as a council, we're pretty good. And when Māori wards first came about as a debate, I ensured that I spoke to some councillors around the table to ensure that their questions were answered so that they didn't look like, racist, I suppose, once it come to the public forum. And actually, I appreciated those conversations, really open and honest conversations with one another, so that we could understand the intent behind it. Because not everyone did, but some of that not knowing wasn't just ignorance. It was really just honestly not having enough information. And quite frankly, because it was quite rushed, Minister Mahuta made that stand. People didn't have enough time around the council table, at least, to consider everything. So I made sure to have cordial with councillors that wanted to, and a lot of them did, and I really appreciated that conversation.
So you're okay with the cultural competency around the table, and that all councillors understand their treaty obligations, isn't it?
I wouldn't go that far, Dale. we're on a journey here. Māori wards is the first step. But there are a lot of other things that are coming up that require decent consultation with Māori, things like free waters and the co-governance models that have been presented. Those sorts of things, we need to have the debate about that. I think cultural competency around the council table could always be improved, like other things, and hoping that in the new triennium, when we have some Māori ward councillors, that can be one of our priorities.